It's a gewaltige schuss here in our shul, in our community. And Eibishter should give him continued kochus and miyuchadik asiyata d'shmai and all his wonderful avonis HaKodesh. La'elu la'elu arbiyas kol tzedek and vayter mirtz Hashem. So we've discussed the idea of names many times. We have a Gemara in Brachos Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and we know on the Shmo Gorim. Through looking into a person's name, we catch a glimpse into the person's etzemos. The core essence, it's a cloud, the Rav Tzadok HaKohen and many others. When it comes to Brachos and Perek Beis, Pesukim Yates and Chav, when Adam Rishon names every single animal, the Sfarim explain he understood the core essence of every single animal. And a Melo, he can give it a name because shame is highlighting the window into that individual, that entity's core essence. Thus what Tzodik says, even if a person's sleeping, when we call out your name, right away you turn. It's speaking directly to the neshama. Apnenei hachasidus, the heilig of Baal Shem Tov. What's your ikur chelek, the goof of the neshama? What is the neshama? What's the bechina of the neshama of the neshama? The osios pnimius of the word neshama. What are the internal letters in the name? The neshama. Shemem, shame, writes the chedush erim. Shame, osios sham. There I can find you. Rav Hirsch, shame, sham. There you are. Your place, your tafkid is certainly alluded to in the name itself, not shame, not shum. So if we are to approach a Hanukkah and we want to understand the essence of what Hanukkah is all about, first place you look is the name Hanukkah. Asalachaira Hanukkah should highlight what? Well, let's go to the Gemara in Shabbos. Achof Aleph Amud Beis, my Hanukkah. We have what? Detail it. And why they were kaveya these days, the Shmonas Yom Melo Lahodus Alahalo, which the Rambam writes, and Gimel Adei Simcha and Halel, the Maisa. And the Gemara doesn't talk much about the Mechama Bechlal. It's a big kasha. Why in the Nusach of Al Anisim do we focus on the Mechama aspect? We don't focus on the Nesed of Pach Shemen. Something discussed by the Meshech Chochma, the Maharami Padu, and his Hagdamar Tshuvas, something that many other, Rechaim Kanevsky, in his Perish Allah Siddur, we have to understand the discrepancy between the Nusach and Al Anisim versus the Gemara. But just looking at Chazal, the Gemara says, My Chanukah, and Zogt Rashi of Fenort Alam HaKom, Aleisa Neis Kavua. And what do we detail? We're not highlighting the Zaydim Yad Oske Sor Sech on the Rishon and Biyad, the Tzadikim, the Mohatim Yad. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the Neis and the Pashemin, the Avonikim and Nechnusul. Until I found one lone Pach Shemen with the Chaisim and the Kohen Gadol. That's my Chanukah. So if you're going to give a name, that's going to somehow capture the essence, the gist of what Chanukah is all about. So I'm going to a Gemara. The Gemara says, my Chanukah, it's all about the Neiris. And yet what? What's the name Chanukah? I don't know. Chaisim said nothing about the name. Oh, you're going to tell me, no. How do we know? We have the beautiful Remez of the Abu Drum, the Lavush, the Eli Arabo. Hachanik is Rosh Etevis Ches, Neiros, Vialocha, Kebes Hillel. And what's Beis Shammai going to do? And according to Beis Shammai, why was it called Hanukkah? It's not going to work out too nicely. And I know Beis Hillel, they're always mocked him, Chuli Erev, and Yagim Amaz, and the end, Beis Shammai's going to need to know what it is. And I'm added that's only a Remez Bialmo. L'chayra, why, even when I'm Merames to the end of the neighbors, it's only coming Derech Remez. If it's so, I'll ace a niece, come on, if the niece and the Pasham, it's a capture, it's right in the name. What's going on here? So, we know there are many other reasons for the name. We have the Mouse of Vitri in Derech Eschayim. What's Hanukkah? Chanu B'chofei. Hainu, they rested on the 25th day. So they rested from what? So the way most understand, this is Lavush, the Pichonish, Berkeyosi, Primagonim, Mechule. They rested from the Mechama. There was a Mechama against Yavon, Chonim, Mechafe. They rested on a day 25, and now they were able to do the Avoda. So they rested. That's the essence of the day. They rested. And not everyone even understands. It's resting from the Mechama, the Bach. In the beginning of Yochas Chanukah, and Arachayim, Simatov Reish Ay, and he brings based on the Maril, it's a remez to what? To resting from Alocha, Bishas, the Alokas, and Eris. It's not really focusing on the resting from the Mechama. It's that there's an inyan to rest from the Malocha. And when you are all seeking the locus and Eris. So Tzadik HaKohen writes in his first Shtiko Pri Tzadik, it's Merami's to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Schon Ebonu, that Hashem the Shechina Kilo dwells inside each and every one of us. In Chanukah and throughout the Shabbos of Sashona, when we have an Hashem Yaseiro, and Al-Koponim writes the Shibuli Alakyat anyway. He says, I understand all these Gedolei Aposkim, you have of course Chayim, Ma'asavichim, Yimeis, Marosh HaSharash, he says, it's only a Simon Bahama, it's only a Remez Bahama. Havada, that's not the Iker Tam from the name Chanukah. So what is Tom? Well, we know in the Chassidus Shesfarim, the Sfasem, the Bnei Yisrael, and so many others, Chanukah is Loshen Chinuch, Loshen Hil of Ischachus, Haloshen of all, it's a zman b'nei Yisuska writes in my merbeis. Mamori chotche kisev etevius. It's a zman to be machane ourselves to prepare for the gula asid. It's a zman to focus on chinuch habonim, something we spoke about many times. Achakach bo vanecha lidver beisecha. What b'nei vino? What's the sinian of bonim? We don't talk about the yichus amor nechay nester, but yet in the alanisim nusach chalchanika be meimat to show ben yochanan koina. What's the sinian agosha bonim? So we talked about the inyan of chanukah chinuch. Chinuch habonim, chinuch of ourselves. A gevalda ischas for the chasidish esfarim. Chinuch chanukah loshen chayin. We talked about many chasidish esfarim in the past. Talk about chayin. Chanukah is the zman of chayin. It's the zman of the maila and ateva. Days of chanukah, the maral and their mitzvah. It all revolves around shemen. Bechinas hashmini. That chelik that's the maila and ateva. Shmona osios neshama. Your neshama is the maila and ateva. Oil floats above water. The protagonist occupying center stage throughout the Chanukah story. What do they call? Chashmonaim. Ches time Shmona. Again, the Shorish, the etymology, Shemen. Tzaf, Agave, Amayim. It floats above that Shemen, that Shemini, that's 8 days of Chanukah. It's Lamailam and Atzeva, just like the word Chain. What's the word Chain? It's Ches, the juxtaposition of the Ches that represents 8, Lamailam and Atzeva, in the single digits in the days of the week. Noon, when you have 7 times 7 in the weeks, you get to day 50. Hazak the Maral, but the first is shown in so many other places. What's our Torah's given? Lamailam and Atzeva, Torah is given on what day? On day 50. That's B'chinas HaYovel. That's freedom. Inlecha ben Chorin L'misha Osek B'Torah. Maral, Kapitul Yates. We talk about the Neflo Sabori in the first 7 psukim of chapter 19 of Tehillim. Passing number 8, L'mal L'matzav is Torah Hashem Tamima. Hagevaldik, so that's Torah. Hagevaldik, that's Chanukah, that's Chayin, that's Ches and Nun. The juxtaposition of Ches, 8, L'mal L'matzav in the days, and Nun, L'mal L'matzav in the weeks, day 50. Shavuos Matan Torah after 7 times 7, so that's Chayin, that's Chanukah. We mentioned, we may Ben Yochanan. It's not coincidental. The whole story starts from what Ben Yochanan coined Odo. What's Yochanan? Yochanan is when you take Chayin and you add it to Yavon. Take the Musig of Chayin Lamalam and Ateva and add it to Yavon. Then you get Yochanan. Gemalik. That is the Koch of Yosef Atzadik. You have to look him the Yivas V'Yishkim the Olashim. Who's the one described as possessing Chayin? The only male keeping off Chayin in the pages of Sefer Bereishis, the pages of Chumash. Hayosef. As Malachain, Yosef is Nosechain, Yosef Gevaldik, it's Chain, Entresant, Yosef. And we find also Rabbi Yochanan, Brochus Tavchof Amarabo, Metzir Bedelam and Amaf, Onam Bizor de Yosef Kalsina, Vol Shaltaboy and Abisha, Am the Malam and Ateva, that's Yochanan. When you take the Chain, attach it to Yavon, that is the Yesod of Chanukah, B'nai Yesoskor Megal Amukos, that's why a miracle took place in Sion. When you take the Yos Tzadik, the Tzidkus of Yosef HaTzadik, and you juxtapose that, it's there as the prefix, and then you join Yavon, and it's Machniyam Avatal itself to the Tzadi, that's Tzion, that's Tzadi, Tzidkus and Yavon, that's why Tzion, right? The Megalamukas is Gematria 156. It's Gematria Yosef, of course. B'nei Yisoschor, Maimer Beis. That's why Yosef 156 is the Zelu Mazat Antiochus 156. Antiochus Melech Yavon 156. 156. Zelu Mazel 156. Yosef goes down where? To Goshena. Goshena. Neis Gadol HaYasham. He sent down to Goshena. Rashi Tavis Neis Gadol HaYasham. He is given Osnos. Osnos Vayit and Lois Osnos. Writes B'nei Yisoschor. His Gematria Chochma 73 times 7. Kenegad the Zion Kanei Hamanora. Sefer Gematrios Lamarash Milublin, beginning of Ayeshev. Yosef is called what? Ben Zakunim. Ben Zakunim is a remez. Ben Zion Kanim of the Menorah. Yosef, the first one of Chumash, called the Chacham. Ein Chacham and Amakamecha. That's Chanukah. That's Chayin. That's a Chayin Yosef Hatzadik. Yochanan Gevaldik. So we have Chayin. We have Chinuch. We have Chanu Chavei. All these ideas. But in the end, they recapture the essence. Comes along the Kitch Shukroch Mishra Bura. Citing the Medrash HaMaforsam that Klal Yisrael. They were Messiah in Melechus HaMishkan. On Chavei Kislev, Yevishter says, no, I'm going to wait. We're going to wait until Echa B'Nisan. We've explained Rav Elia Weintraub, Besod Yishon. We're going to wait for the month where the birthday of the Amid Avodah Yitzhak Avinu was. That's Chodesh Nisan. We're going to build the actual Mishkan. It's going to start taking effect in the month of Nisan. That's the birthday of Yitzhak Avinu. Of all the Maisa, you have to have payback. When are we going to pay him back? Then where are we going to pay you back? Comes the miracle of Chanukah. So that means it's Kilo reenactment, the re-experiencing of and they Messiah him the Melechus HaMishkan. But again, does that capture the essence of the Chanukah story? So the kids of the Mishnah Berurah and others, they say, what really is the inyan of Chanukah? It's the Chanukah Sabayis. We went in now. It was a reconsecration, rededication of the bias. The Marshal learns in his Chiddush HaGadlus and Shabbos Chafala from her base. It wasn't stamp off and klali the Chanukah's bias as much as it focused on the Chanukah's Mizbech. Tzedek HaKohen even writes it was the Chanukah's Menorah. So again, Menorah, Mizbech, it was a return to the Avodah. So Lechairo, what is Chanukah? Chanukah Lamaisa is the focus is that we rested. What? It's not about destroying our enemies. And notice that in the Al Nisim of Purim, what do we talk about? That we destroyed Haman and we destroyed Amalek. There we mention it. He came to destroy us, we destroyed him. It's because we have a mitzvah that rises to the end of Kisei to destroy Amalek. And we don't talk in the Al Nisim of Chanukah, oh, Hashem let us win. And we, Mama Shishu, we said that they fell in our hands, and then what do? We are marich. Akilu, it's Mama Shiotzei min haklal. Why are we marich? The focus is not stam that we destroy them. There was no mitzvah that writes to destroy Yavon. So I'm sorry for asking Droshes. How come? What happened to you want to sing Shira Masa Yada Tomayam? Frankly, I'm sorry for even the Kasha. We're making a day of Howl, although we destroyed. The focus is not that we destroyed Yavon. It's that what we can go back to the base of Mikdash and purity and return to the pure pristine avoda. It's a chonu me'ayveyam that we can go back and be machanech the mizbeach, the base of Mikdash. We can go back in and return to the avoda, and that's why the Bach, the famous Bach from the beginning of Tevrei Shoyin, the whole Indian of the Golus was noveya emanated from what? His rationalist be avoda. We slacken off the Yavoda. So the Chayyur, the whole Tikkun, I'll be the Bach, is what? Is that all you did conquering Yavon and having the Messias Nevesh, we're going back to do what? To be Masakin, this Rashlus, we have to go back. With a Kevaldi Gebachina Mesiris Nefesh to show a Kodesh Bruch, we love the Mizbech, the Avodas HaMishkan. We want to go back to the Avoda. We didn't have a chance to complete it. Chofei Kislev, back Bashas the Mishkan. Now we want to go back and want to complete it. So now we have what? And now we have the return to the Avoda, the Chanukah HaMizbech, the Chanukah HaMenorah, the Chanukah HaBayis Kevaldik, and that's Chanukah. The Iker is the Tikkun of Mizrashis Avoda, and now we have the Bayis. But then we have a Shverkai with the Gemara. The Gemara is my Chanukah. And we were Marech Mamish on the name. Chanukah is all the Pach Shemen. Ask any child in the Cheder. It's the first thing that comes to mind. It's all about the neighbors. So where is it in my Chanukah? Where is it in my name? The Phoenix Nighty, it's Poshut. The Yisod of Chanukah, we have the famous Kasha. There's a Masechta called Megillah. It's not called Purim. That's a separate cheer. It's called Masechus Megillah. Rama Milchus Megillah, not calling it Hilchus Purim. That's its own separate cheer. We'll have to come back to that Purim time in Mitzvah Hashem. But we have a Masechta that revolves, it goes to Daf Lamed Beis, all about Purim. And that's one day. Chanukah is 8 days. And Lamaisa. What do we have? No Masechta. In a Perek, second Perek of Shabbos called Bavim Alikin. We're talking about a locus near Shabbos. Let's throw in Derech Agav, and we'll get to a few small blatter and that revolve around the Nesav Hashem. Where is it? And what about it? You see, tell me, I'm safe. We know the famous Rebbe, Rebbe Danossi. He came from Shevet Yehuda. And Yehuda, we know the Chashmonim, they took away the Malchus. Okay, that's obviously a drush, and it's only going to explain the Mishnayis, even if you want to espouse such an opinion. But it's not just the Mishnayis. In the Zohar, Kodesh Chanukah is mentioned once in the Zohar, Chelek Aleph, Daf Reish, Lamed Chesem, and Beis. And even then, it's only Derech Agav, Gror Ba'alma, Tikkuni Zohar, one place in God's Tikkuni Zohar, Chavtesem and Aleph. That's it. One place in Zohar, one place in Tikkuni Zohar. Where's my Chanukah? We're not talking about Chanukah for 8 days. Where is it? Lechaira. The answer is Alpi, and the Rabbi Biderman is Marich in this Rokeach. The Maral talks about it in Abyssal in his Ner Mitzvah. Rapinchas Mikurat Zechemi Gedoli Tamide Abesh in Gibbous Pinchas. Writes the Rokeach at Simon Reish Chafei that the Abishter, when he gave us the Or Hagonus in the beginning of Bereshus, Vayar Al Kimis Or Kitov, their Dalit Tag and four crowns adorning the Ostes, writes the Rokeach and Reish Chafei, that's a Simon, the four crowns on the Ostes, which is 9, 4 times 9 is 36. A remes to the Laman Vav Neirus, where you could tap into the koch of the Oregonus. Chagiga Daf Yud Beis and Aleph, David should created this magical, mystical, otherworldly or that we have no shaykhs to ease. Gonies it for the Tzadikim de la Salavo. Then Tzadikim Yoshman Adrosheim Hashem and Evan and Bizav Ashkina. That's something Tzadikim will benefit from. La Salavo. Right now, Hashem put it away. Zokto Kech, but one time a year, we could tap into that Oregonus. What's that? Just like when the Kohen Gadol Alit to the Baloisas and Eris, he brought down a Me'ain, a semblance, an inkling of that Or HaGadlus. Hamela Zok the Malbim. The Malbim says, when Eivishter created every chelik of Maisa Bereishis Vayihichein, and so it was. Hazok the Malbim, the beginning of Baloisra. Vayarl Kibbis Or doesn't say Vayihichein. Why? Because that Or was put away. It was never made it into the Olam HaMaisa. But Zok the Malbim, Vayas Kain Aaron. When Aaron lit the light, he brought down that Or HaGadlus. And Zok the Ramban, what Shechog in Olam HaShalem, Aaron Kohen, you're going to lose it, but don't worry, I'm going to give it to your children, your descendants. Chanukah time, it's every Chanukah, and we have a time, a chance, an opportunity to tap into the Aragonas, and that the Eivishter put away to the last level. Chanukah is going to give us but a glimpse, a little snippet, a little inkling of that Bechina of the Aragonas. Alright, it's a Pinchas Mikuritz, that's why it's not in Shas anywhere. We don't have a Masechta around Chanukah. Well, let's go, where is it? It's not in my Zohar, it's not in my Tikkuni Zohar, it's barely talked about in Rosh Chazal, literal Moslem here and there, Tegolos Yovan, you have Yaakov Shimoni, and Eiv and Perakim. You have the Bereishis Rabba Beis Dalet, Chosha Cheshuza Yavin, barely any talk about it. Why? Because it's B'machinus the Or HaGadlus. The whole Indian of Chanukah is. Oh, tell me here, we can tap into the Or HaGadlus. Eivishter says, where are the Ramosim to Chanukah? It's Mamish Gonus. It's Gonus, the Fiend of Yustaiti. That's why even in Chulin, Kuflam Tessim and Beis, Estim and Atomi 9, Mordechai and Atomi 9, Haman and Atomi, Purim, let's find them as a Chanukah. Why don't we ask, where's Matasyo in the Torah? Where's Yechir and Torah? Where's Yehuda Maccabee, Hashman, and where the Ramosim? And we're not busy looking, but it's gone, it's hidden away. It's hidden away. Balois, Nasaneira, Sikhra, we'll have a Derech Ramos, Shechog, and even then the Ramos, what's the Shechog? Let's Mamish hidden beneath the surface. Chanukah is, it's hidden beneath the surface. It's barely talked about in Shas and Tosh Rapah, in Zohar Kodesh, in Tikkun, in Zohar, it's Bechin. Is the Aragonas Hazok the Yismach Yisrael Parshas Balaischa. Every time we get up to light our menorah, it's Kila, we are the Kohen Gadol, tapping into that Or HaGadlus. What is the whole Yisod of lighting the menorah? Shabbos Chabez Rebez V'chila Or HaTzarech. Do we need the lights? So what are we lighting the lights for? No, it's only a remez at the Shechina Shaira, the Hainu. Every other Avoda, you do the Mizbech. I'm under the Halega Kabbalistic in Yonim that are taking place with every Maisa Avoda. Every Kli and a microcosm level corresponds to every Halega in the Briyah and every Shechayim, which are Aleph, Pragdal and Nagob. But the Maisa, a Mizbech, he's still making a Korban Shulchan. What's it for? Light? That's not true. It's not for the light. Hey, the Mishkan doesn't need our light. It's only for that. Hidden what's going on behind the scenes. We're bringing down the light of the Shekhinah into the base of Midrash. You light the menorah in your house, you're bringing down the light of the Shekhinah. It's kilu gonus. Even in the lights itself, it's gonus. That's the beginning of the gonus. Chanukah, where is it? The Fianiyas Taiti. It's all about Chanukah Samaspeh, Chanukah Sabayas. I'm an Elise and East Kabuada. A Neiris. Where's my Neiris? You will throw in the Neiris. Where? And a slight Derech Ramas Bialma. Zuk, they have a drum. The Bush. Aliyarabba, Ches Neiras Valocha Kabeisilo, Mamisha Remes Baoma, a stick a little Remes, and Beishamai, where's the Remes? The Fianius to know, Beishamai says that the Holy News the Aragonas. That's, we're not even going to be Maramis to that at all, if I cared. Shammai, who are we going to paskin like? There is Abakama Tukli, who are we paskin like? La Salavo. Mayin La Salavo, we paskin like Shammai. She said, what? Neiris? You can't even make a reference there. I don't want to be in there. Ches Neiris Alochi Vesilel. Pay Shammai's La Salavo, the Argonis. Then we can talk about the Neiris. We talk about the Neiris when you're paskin like me, and it's Alochi Kabei Shammai, which is talking to me, the Alocha. Then you can talk about highlighting the Neiris. Until then, it's just about the Chukas Abayas. Neiris, that stays Gonis for the Tzadikim La Salavo. To be in the future, then we'll talk about Ches Neiris Halochi Kebei Shammai. We might have to change the name. Then it'll be not Chanukah, and it'll be Chanu Kash Hashamai. We'll have to figure it out. We might have a name change. Akoponim, it's not the bringing out the Gilead. So we go into a Mokum Gonus Bios. We should be Zoychem et Hashem Afreilichin Geshmaka Leiber de Galichtig in Chanukah. Agutinat the Gemal Neshavas Kaidish and Kaddish, please.
Amen.